You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning, church. We're so glad that you could be with us online this morning. Are you ready to come around the Word of God? This morning, we need to know, we need to declare this morning as one church that He will make a way this morning. Do you believe that, church? Jesus will make a way. You know, each one of us has been created with a soul and our spirit. Our soul is our mind, the place where we think, our will, the place where decisions are made, and our emotions, the place of our feelings. And our spirit is where the Spirit of God lives, dwells, and resides within us. Jesus said, "I have made your hearts, your spirit, my dwelling place, my home." And it is the Spirit of God this morning in our lives that wants to lead our thoughts, guide our decisions, and bring His peace and comfort to our emotions. With so much information, brings constant change and disrupts stability. Anxiety, confusion, and fear can weigh upon all of us. We know what our mind, our will, and emotions are saying. But Jesus, who lives in our spirit, leads us with His truth. Perfect love casts out all fear. The question for us is, will I let my soul lead where fear will grow, or do I choose to give my fear to Him and choose the Word of God this morning to apply them every time fear arises and speak His Word? His Word that does not fail, church. And as soon as you release His Word, the power of His love starts casting out all fear and you can walk in complete freedom. Ephesians 3:17 says this, "May Christ through your faith dwell, settle down, abide, make His permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love." I love what John says in chapter 14 as we come around His Word this morning in verse 23. Jesus replied, "Loving me empowers you to obey my word, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. For that love to take root and to take hold of us, we need to follow Jesus Christ. For us today, we have this incredible access to a relationship with Jesus Christ, that we can trust Him, because as we learn how to develop our relationship through Him by our spirits, that the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and incredible grace. For all of us, we know how to feed our souls. We know how to seek comfort, but in a crisis, how does our thoughts compare with His greater thoughts? How do our decisions based on what we know and see compare to a God who sees and knows everything? How does the comfort we seek contrast to our Father who is of tender mercy and of endless comfort? Today it is Jesus Christ, church, who is your strong foundation, and you can build your life continually upon Him. His words will continually transform your life. I love how Psalm 119 puts it, "Truth's shining light." Truth's shining light, it guides me in my choices and decisions. The revelation of your word, Lord God, makes my pathway clear. And we see this incredible truth of His word in the story of the book of Matthew chapter 7. If you turn with me now to verses 24 to 27, "Everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. When the rains fell and the floods came, with fierce winds beating upon his house, it stood firm because of its strong foundation. But everyone who hears my teaching and does not apply it to his life can be compared to a man who built his house upon the sand. When it rained and the flood came with wind and waves beating upon his house, it collapsed and it swept away. Two houses, church, two builders. Which house do you want to live in today? Who will you choose to build your house? This morning, Jesus is the way. He is the truth and he is the life that our spirits yearn for. Today, your life, your heart can be filled with his words. That's his promise, that he will build a firm, unshakable foundation for you and I to stand on. In Luke chapter 5, in verses 1 to 7, we see this incredible truth displayed through the words of Jesus Christ. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked Simon, "Put out your boat a little from shore." And then Jesus sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. The disciples didn't catch anything all night. They were depleted. Everything that they had toiled for had no supply, no wages to show for it. When Jesus came, he showed the disciples that at his word, he can bring incredible abundance, supply where previously there was lack. His thoughts were greater than their thoughts. His ways were greater than their ways, and the comfort of abundance that he brought to them astonished them all. I pray where you have toiled, where you feel depleted, that God's grace, who is Jesus, is your abundance, your source. Jesus is your supply this morning, that there will be a breaking of nets in your life and his supply shall be released over your lives, that you will trust him and you will follow his words. But it just won't supply you alone. That's the good news of Jesus Christ this morning, that this supply will be able to be released to others who are also in need. You know, this lake, Gennesaret, this lake Jesus chose to speak to the people, and its name has three meanings. This lake firstly means Kinnor, that the voice of its waves was as pleasant as the voice of a heart. Did you know that the words of Jesus Christ in your spirits today is as pleasant as the voice, as the sound of a harp this morning? The second word for this lake was Gansar, and it meant that this lake was a garden and that there was also a prince in this garden, meaning prince of gardens. This morning, Jesus is the Prince of Gardens this morning. He is the garden of your source, the garden of your supply. And thirdly, this lake meant Gan. It was the garden of riches. This morning, church, His voice in your spirit is as pleasant as the voice of a harp. Jesus is the Prince of Gardens, and this morning, it's the gardens of immeasurable riches for your life this morning. You know, Jesus, He did something brand new that day and will continually do something new to create a miracle for you. Are you pressing in to hear His words? Church, this morning, is your spirit, are your ears, is your heart, is it pressing in to hear the word of the Lord this morning? Because when you hear the word of the Lord, you can be confident. You can know that the Spirit's words comes with accuracy. The Spirit of God knows all things down to the smallest detail. He speaks into your spirit with absolute accuracy to the smallest detail. That when the Spirit comes, His words, His supply, it comes with abundance. Their lack was met with supernatural abundance for them and for others. That the Spirit comes with the supernatural. Jesus, by the Spirit, heard the mind of God and created something supernatural into the natural as He spoke those words. Are you pressing in this morning to hear the words of Jesus Christ? Will you today take Him at His word right where you're at, where the Holy Spirit can guide you to all truth? Who is the truth this morning? The truth is Jesus Christ. I love what it says in the book of Romans. Will you turn with me to Romans chapter 8 this morning, verses 26 to 29? And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes a hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know what to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. Verse 27, but God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, yet He also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, His holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. So we are convinced this morning that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are His lovers who have been called to fulfill His design purpose. You know, the Holy Spirit, He takes a hold of us this morning. He takes a hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. I prayed for this young man once, and in that moment, I needed the Holy Spirit to take a hold of the both of us. He was a worship leader in a church where he led to very large crowds. And what would appear as so accomplished on the outside, it would not reflect the truth of his inside. He was deeply broken and in turmoil emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Sobbing, he told me how he had grown up in an orphanage his whole life after being rejected and left there. He had grown up with absolute rejection, completely isolated from the true experience of real love. And there was such a deep chasm of hopelessness where he did not want to live. And as I started to pray for him, the Holy Spirit was praying through me. When I didn't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit did. He prays with accuracy and He leads men to all truth. Words of God's truth came to my spirit, and with those words of the Holy Spirit, I spoke them over him. I told him he was so loved by God, that God was his father and he was the greatest father that we could ever have. I watched as God's words went forth and his eyes were open to the incredible realization of God's love for him. The power of God came mightily upon him, and in this moment, with God's word, he was completely set free, but absolutely transformed. God said, when you don't know the truth, the Holy Spirit will guide you to truth. His name is Jesus, and that truth shall and will set you free. He was set free that day. Love filled his heart, and he was completely healed. In the book of Jude, chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, it puts it like this, but you, dear friends, that's you and I this morning, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. You know, this morning, there's a difference between empathy and the power of the Holy Spirit, who doesn't just sit with you in the ditch. Empathy would say, go to your friend, go to your brother, your sister who's in trouble, who's in a ditch right now, and sit in the ditch with them and tell them, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. But the Holy Spirit doesn't just come into your ditch. He doesn't just sit with you in your ditch and tell you that I'm so sorry that you're going through this. What the Holy Spirit does is that he comes into that ditch. He takes us by the hand. He speaks words of life into our spirits and he takes us by the hand. He lifts us out of that ditch and he places us on solid ground, an unshakable foundation, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Because it is the Holy Spirit, resurrection power, that took Jesus out of the grave, who will take you out of every ditch of your life. Praying in the Spirit, relying on the Holy Spirit today, sets you on your feet and puts you standing on an unshakable, firm, solid foundation. Amen. He shows you the roads in the wilderness. He leads you to the streams in the desert. Isaiah 43:19 puts it like this. Aren't you so glad, church, that you have the Word of God to steady you this morning? I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now, when you can't see, even now it sprouts, it grows, and it matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. Isaiah 58:11 says this, the Lord will guide you continually. Let your spirits receive this word this morning. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. This morning, you will be like a well-watered garden, like an overflowing spring. John 4:14 says, but if anyone drinks this living water I give them, they will never thirst again and will be forever satisfied. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, of his guidance, of his comfort, of his truth this morning, springing up and flooding you with endless life. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 to 4. Incredible scripture. All praises belong to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the Father of tender mercy and he is the God of endless comfort. He always comes alongside us to comfort us in every suffering, so that we can then come alongside those who are in a painful trial. We can. You and I can bring them this same comfort that God has so lavishly poured upon us this morning. It's not only for us to receive, but it's for us to give and encourage and build up those who are around us in this time. Isaiah 32:2 says, "And each one of them shall be like a hiding place." Church, that's you and I this morning. Because of Jesus who lives inside of you, each one of them, each one of us, the morning shall be like a hiding place, place from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land to those who turn to them. Many people are going to be turning to you because you are standing on an unshakable foundation this morning. And this morning, you can be that hiding place from the winds and the storms that are wreaking havoc over people's lives and our emotions this morning. That you are going to be like streams of words of comfort, words of truth to their dry places this morning. And you're going to be like a shade of a great rock to those that are weary, because that is the grace, the ability, the might, and the power, and the efficiency of the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells and resides in you. Not only is He going to comfort you, but He's going to comfort those around you. And I love what it says in Joel chapter 3, verse 18. In that day, church, the mountains will drip with sweet wine and the hills will flow with milk. Water will fill the stream beds of Judah. And a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple. That's His church this morning, His dwelling place. And where has He made your home? In your hearts this morning. You are His dwelling place. And a fountain is going to burst forth from the Lord's temple, watering the valley. A fountain this morning is bursting forth from the church. Who is the church this morning? You and I. He will make a way this morning because He is the way. Do you hear that this morning, church? He will make a way this morning because Jesus is the way. A fountain shall come forth out of the house of the Lord. It will burst forth through words of abundance to lack, that we will choose Jesus Christ as our builder for His unshakable foundation, that His voice would be as pleasant as the sounds of a harp, that when we don't know what to pray, He does and empowers us and prays with accuracy words that will never fail us, that will never forsake us this morning. Church, this morning, He is the road in our wilderness. He is the streams of living water to our desert. And His living water will continually burst forth from the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord this morning is you, church. He has made your heart His home. You are His dwelling place. And His living water will continually burst forth from the house of the Lord. Where is the house of the Lord? He has made your spirit, your heart, His dwelling place. This morning, John 14 says it like this. Jesus explained this morning, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union, relationship with me. To know me is to know my Father too. And from now on, you will realize that you have seen Him and you have experienced Him." Church, right now, what an incredible truth that He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. that today that He wants to have relationship with you. You have access to the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, this morning. That you can see Him and that you can experience Him. This morning, Father God, as every head is bowed, as every eye is closed, Father, we just declare this truth to our spirits this morning, and we declare the truth of your word that Jesus, you are the way. Jesus, you are the truth. And Jesus, you are the incredible life this morning. We get to experience your truth. We get to experience this access because today our hearts are your dwelling place. Father, you made a way by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, that we could have eternal life, hope of a Savior because of you. Father, we just pray this in Jesus' name, Lord. We love you so much. God bless you, church. God bless you. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life this morning.
Just in case you're watching online and with that microphone handoff, name is actually my wife, so it's okay that I use this right now. I just want to encourage you from that message. This is your moment. If you're still watching online, this is your moment to tune in. In a moment, the band's going to come and sing a song so that we can just reflect and let the Spirit of God minister to you where you're sitting. But if you're still listening, tune in right now. This is really important for you. In this current moment in history, you need to know that God always makes a way. He always makes a way. He always makes a way. The other thing I want to encourage you is that He will always guide you. If you avail yourself to Him, what does that mean? If you put some time aside, sit down, spend some time in prayer, He will speak to you and He will guide you through His Spirit. And lastly, He wants to fill you to overflowing with love and peace and joy and hope. And the reason He wants to do that is, first of all, for you, but second of all, so you can pour it out into somebody else's life as well. If you're watching online today and you've never heard the good news of Jesus, God sent His Son Jesus to die on a cross. He was buried and rose again for the forgiveness of each and every single one of our sin, so that we could be restored in perfect relationship with God. We believe that relationship with God is for all. It's for every single person. And it says in Romans 10 verse 9 that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. I believe that for each and every single person today. So right where you are, I just want to encourage you. This is your moment. If you've heard the Word of God, if you've heard that all you need to do to come into perfect relationship with Jesus is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead. And you want to know His forgiveness, but you also want to know His hope and His joy and His peace. Then this is for you right now. I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment. It's a prayer of accepting Jesus into our hearts, asking Him for forgiveness from our sin, confessing that we love Him. And if you've never done that before, I want to encourage you, this is your moment to come into relationship with Jesus. Maybe you've prayed the prayer before and you find yourself in a place where you've walked off on your own journey a little bit. This is your moment to come back into relationship with God. That's how He loves you so much. He loves you so much that He sent Jesus. So right where you are right now, if that's you, can I encourage you to pray? Can I encourage everybody to pray where they are this morning? Pray this prayer after me. Dear God, I thank you that you sent your Son for the forgiveness of my sins so I could be restored and be in perfect relationship with you. Dear God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus. And because of that, Lord, I'm now yours. I surrender my life, and from this moment on, I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Greatest prayer that you could ever pray, following Jesus. Can I encourage, if you prayed it for the first time or you've prayed it again, If you're watching through our website, there's a couple of links in those tabs there to get in contact with us. There's some links of how to follow Jesus there as well. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, can I encourage you to go to gc.org.au/first steps. All the information of what to do now is there for you. And there's also some links to get in contact with us, because we don't want you to walk this journey alone. You need to be encouraged. You need to be shown the ways of Jesus so that you can go on walking in His love, His forgiveness, His peace. That's what loving people is all about. And we want to help love you into everything that God's got for you.